Hi, this is Gary Mortensen, president of Stoller Family Estate out in Oregon. We'd love for you to come and stay with us at one of our guest houses, join our club, or visit us at www.stollerfamilyestate.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine.
People know the name Stoller when it comes to Pinot Noir, certainly. The Stoller family roots run very deep. They are authentically Oregon. The family established their Stoller family estate property in 1943 and the vineyard 50 years later. Today, they are the largest contiguous vineyard in Oregon's Dundee Hills, and the fruit is 100% estate grown. Joining us today on Wine and Dine is Gary Mortensen, who is the president of Stoller Family Estate. And they've done some cosmetic issues to the website. They've put some money into their guest house and hospitality. And so we're just bringing you up to speed with what's going on at Stoller. And Gary, thank you so very much for your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So talk to us about this guest house. People can actually, I mean, it's not just for media and trade, but consumers, members of the wine club can book a stay at the guest house at the winery?
That's correct. And in fact, it's not just one guest house, but we actually have three guest houses. And I really believe that part of the charm of this is that these aren't just guest houses, but these were the former working farmhouses that have been around since the beginning, since back in 43. And so the people that worked and stayed and lived on this farm, actually, these were their homes. And then we've converted these into very well-appointed cottages and guest houses for our, as you said, the trade, media, but specifically for consumers to come out and spend a weekend or a few days out in the vineyard with us.
I bet it's extremely popular for people to book the guest houses during crush time when grapes are coming in and harvested and all that activity and kind of be a fly on the wall and watch.
It really is. It's so neat to just wake up in this that chill of the fall morning, and then get up and there's that activity of the tractors coming down and bringing all the fruit, and you can walk down and eat the grapes out of the bins and really watch the true process of winemaking.
Talk to us about this new net zero energy tasting room. Stoller has always been about sustainability, but a net zero energy tasting room, how does that work?
Well, the decision to make really a new tasting room came out of the fact that we were getting busier. We had a small tasting room, and Bill really wanted to not just build a second tasting room or a new tasting room, but actually build something that was very complementary to our LEED Gold certified winery. And we were just able to prove that we're actually the world's first LEED Gold certified winery, which is really cool.
Wow. Yes,
we were established in 2005. We just got the final sort of explanation that we are that winery. So it's really exciting to be that. And our message here is sustainability. And so it's really hard to have a LEED Gold winery and not do something remarkable with the tasting room as well.
Yeah.
And that was really the decision. So the tasting room, when we talk about net zero, that means it's 100% self-sustaining. It's solar powered.
Okay.
And so we actually at times can sell energy back to the grid off of the solar panels that we have here. We also do things like use reclaimed wood. There was a large forest fire that took place down in southern Oregon some time ago. And what happened was there was called standing dead timber. And it was this beautiful old growth, but unfortunately it had died. And so what do you do with that wood? Well, they come in, they mill it out. There's this incredibly beautiful wood that exists inside. And when you walk into the tasting room, you'll see this all throughout as accents throughout. In fact, our ceiling is very unique because it has this rolling sort of effect that emulates the rolling hills in front of
us. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's really spectacular. It's got three large glass, they're about 25 feet high, doors. Then two of them actually go up and down like garage doors or curtain doors. And I think the most remarkable thing about the tasting room, in my opinion, is when you're at Stoller and you look, we really have a 360-degree view. We have just a stunning view of the Willamette Valley, where you can see for miles and miles and miles around. But Bill decided not to orient the tasting room to look out over that view. And instead, he decided to orient the view so that it's looking out as the hill goes up from 200 feet up to 600 feet, which is our vineyards. And it, I think in so many ways, it's such a statement about how we feel about our vineyards, about quality, as to we're so proud of our vineyards. When you walk in, your first view is of those vineyards.
Mm. And speaking of vineyards, there are several different tiers of wines. The Dundee Hills wines, the reserve wines, the single acre wines, and there's even a one above that.
There's a new tier. There was always the Cathy's Reserve, but we've actually increased that to call it the Legacy tier now, which is...
Okay.
Yes, and this typically leverages the oldest fruit in the vineyard. When I first got here, I joined the company in 2012, and they were doing some really cool experiments around harvesting old vine Pommard and old vine Badensville clones.
Okay.
And they'd made, Melissa Burr, our winemaker, had was really interested in trying out just pure clonal selections. And we tasted through those, and I thought, these are fantastic. Mm. And we should really increase and enhance the legacy, this Cathy's with a legacy tier. And so we produced a Pommard clone, and it's now called Nancy's, which is named after Bill's sister, and then Helen's, which is named after Bill's aunt. And in fact, Helen's is one of the guest houses that we actually, she used to live in one of the guest houses there, so or when it was actually her home. So we've expanded that tier, and these are really beautiful wines. They're leveraged from plantings back to the 95 original plantings in the vineyard. So you're getting that incredible succulent taste that comes with the old vines. And we do smaller, really, we make small production amounts of this. So you're really getting incredibly hands-on crafted products that are, that we think really celebrates the best of the vineyard.
Gary, are these wines available primarily through the Stoller Family Estate Wine Club?
So the wine club and consumers also can come onto our website and okay. And purchase them there as well.
Okay. I bet you have an active wine club. Even though Stoller is available nationally, is it the smaller the quantity, the more so that's reserved for the wine club?
Well, we do. We always make sure that our wine club is treated first and foremost. They have access to all these special wines that we produce. We also make like the Signature 31, which is just for the club. So
okay.
We're always looking out for our wine club members, our most loyal fans. We love to do fun things with them.
Mm. In the single-acre wine tier, you have Riesling, Tempranillo, and Syrah?
That's correct. And so many people raise their eyebrows and go, Syrah and Tempranillo in the northern Willamette Valley? And the answer is yes. And we do a little bit over an acre of each one of those. And they're really fabulous wines. And what we love the most about them is that Melissa and her team can actually spend as much time making those wines as they'd like. They can really have fun with them because... With the Pinot Noir, it's really important that we get those in. We have to turn them because we have a great big amount of production coming every year on
yeah.
top of every year.
Yeah.
We have limited barrel capacity. So it's important that we turn those annually. But with the things like the Tempranillo and the Syrah, we can let those age 16 months in oak if we want to.
Oh, wow.
And so,
is the Riesling finished dry or is it off dry?
It's really finished dry.
Okay. And Oregon has a really strong reputation for Riesling.
It sure does. In fact, I've been in the industry since 1988, and back in the day, Riesling was one of the predominant varietals.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see a resurgence coming back from because it's such a lovely grape.
Talk to us about the iconic Stoller Turkey.
We celebrate the turkey by we've actually modified it and put it on a weather vane, and it will be proudly branded on all of our products going forward.
Gary Mortensen, president of Stoller Family Estates in Dayton, Oregon. We thank you so very much for your time this week on Wine and Dine.
Well, thank you.
We will have links up for you to learn more. And of course, you need to book the rooms. Christmas time at Stoller Family Estate. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.
Hello, my name is Melissa Burr, and I'm the winemaker at Stoller Family Estates in the Dundee Hills of the Willamette Valley. And I would encourage you, if you haven't heard about us, to check us out online at the Stoller Family Estate. We specialize in Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, and I encourage you to check us out and hopefully celebrate with us. Thanks.